Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, we're discussing what it's like to be single in Memphis. And our tour guides are Daryl, Anna, Kiera, and Carlos. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Hey. Thanks for being on. So for all the newbies out there, the ground rules are as follows. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. And I'm sure we'll have some of that. Keep it clean. Keep it real. But most importantly, we're going to have a good time. So go ahead and clink your neighbor. And let's get it started.
Clink, clink, clink.
And we're still doing this via Zoom. So we're going to be creative in our clinking. So the topic for this episode, as I mentioned, is single in Memphis. And almost 2 years ago, I recorded the very first Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars ever. It was single in Seattle. And I thought it would be fun to do a Memphis take on it now that we're based here in Memphis, Tennessee. And this is my Memphis family, everybody. So I know they're going to keep it real with me. These are my people. So I want to know, regardless of what your relationship status is at this time, you've all been single in Memphis at some point. Is that true?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm still single in Memphis.
All right.
Still single.
Okay.
Let's give a shot for that.
Let's go ahead. Clink.
Clink.
It sounds like we're proud too. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I have never been single in Memphis. Therefore, I am looking.
You better not be.
But and I never will be. I never will be. That's right. I'm here because I'm not single.
That's right.
I'm snitching.
No need to snitch. No need to snitch. So I want to know from all of you, what's the buzz about the dating scene here in Memphis? Like, how would people describe it if they had a chance to tell me what it's like?
With the just normal person, like a normal Memphian, like, you know, we have different genres of people.
Yeah. Okay, let's start there, Anna. Tell me genres.
Okay, so you have the hood, which, you know, there's two levels to the hood. You got the hood that don't act like the hood, and then you got the hood that act like the hood. So then you got the, you know, the East Memphis people, then you got the Midtown people, and you got the North Memphis, South Memphis, Westwood, all that.
Let's not forget the downtowners.
And you got downtowners.
Huh.
But it's all different. Memphis is the only place I know that everybody act different per where they came from.
Interesting.
True that, Anna.
I'm already intrigued. Okay, so then let's pick a spot then and tell me, like, you describe about the buzz in pick a
not
spot?
Not to cut her off, but to piggyback off what she's saying, that's hard because even with all those sectors that she named, you still have different variables within those groups. Because if, let's say, the East Memphis, if some of those East Memphis people never leave their region, their area, and never go to downtown, never go to Midtown, never go to Collierville, never go to Cordova, you know, that's one level. But then you may have the East Memphis people who get out and spread their wings a little bit. So, you know, you can divide even all those sections up into even smaller categories. So
this is already multiple.
Can I get
episodes.
An amen, Una?
Amen.
I'm going to clink on your behalf.
You got to clink. Wait,
because I go everywhere.
Bottles.
Exactly.
Okay, so Daryl crosses boundaries. He's
damn right. I mean, darn right.
I'm in West Memphis, Dyersburg,
Memphis, come on, bro.
South Haven, Olive Branch, Collierville, Mississippi. It's a multitude of places. But like they were saying, people don't get out of their own locale, so they deal with the same needy-minded folks who don't
know as much as they do, or even right. less.
Exactly. Right. So, I'm sorry, Daryl. I'm sorry.
So they participate in the.
There's no way around
that. PH-uckery.
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 They just put their stuff out there versus being real about who they are. And that's
a fugazi.
That causes a problem.
Fugazi.
Hey, say fugazi, because we full of fugazi up
there. What she said.
I tell you, you take a Memphis person and put them anywhere in the world, they are going to be a hustling. They'll be the most hustling person in that place.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
We will. You can make it in Memphis. You can make it anywhere. You're going to be known for being like, we run circles around other people, and there's
no doubt. No cap. You are the biggest nerd in Memphis. I don't care if you grew up in an all-white school and you were nerdy for your whole life. When you go somewhere else living in Memphis, you're going to have a whole different mentality on the hustle of life, period.
Okay, so regardless of which section of the area you came from, that is true.
Yeah, that don't matter.
Okay.
And not only that, but you stand out when you're from Memphis.
Right.
We have a special flavor and essence about us that's irreplaceable. And like when we go anywhere and you say, where are you from? From Memphis. Especially with us being artists. So like with me dating in Memphis, it's a little weird because I'm not here often. So I've had some relationships here, but don't do a lot of dating in Memphis. I connect with people in other countries.
And is that because of your travels?
The travels, yes. Because if I spend 80% of my time working, I'm with people that I'm working with and working around. So those are the people that I'm connecting with. I'm not reaching back out to the hood in Memphis. If I'm in Istanbul, Turkey, I'm connecting with the Turkish people or people that I'm already connected with in my close circle that I'm going to keep ties with while I'm on the road. I'm not, you know, necessarily reaching out to Chicken East Memphis to see what's going on in the hood. I could care less about that, you know? So
okay.
It's like a goldfish in a small fish bowl.
A very, very small fish bowl, bro.
Right. Yeah. You're going to find folks who done pooped around the pool and then they cross-pollinated with each other and have it is what it is. Most people in Memphis, when you meet a person in Memphis, they will ask you one or three questions. Where'd you go to high school? Where'd you go to church? Or what neighborhood did you grow up in? You're going to get those three questions. And it's not going to get any further than that because everybody knows everybody. Like Carlos was saying, in order for you to have a great dating experience, not saying that you can't have one here.
Right.
It has to be different, or you got to find somebody with some totally different experiences because this stuff around here, it's okay, but it does not rise between the low-end theory and where your wallet is.
Mm.
Okay.
You can preach, brother. You can preach.
Oh, okay. We can clink. Kira, do you have anything to add to what you've heard so far?
Yeah, I do, actually. And to piggyback what Daryl just said, my friend, she states it best. Dating in Memphis can be styled as the lost and found.
Come on.
Say more about that, though.
The lost and found. You're picking through the lost and found. And that doesn't mean that it's bad quality stuff. You know, every now and then we lose a London Fall coat and this in there.
Come on.
You got some red bottoms in the lost and found. However, you may have
the rough, ain't it?
And it's another example she gave. She said, you know how when you send your baby clothes to school at the daycare and then you got somebody's name on the name tag in hands and they still holding on to their past relationship. Emotionally depleted. You know, we got levels to that too. I guess I'm going a little deep, but that's literally
That's great. Right. You know, I was curious. So like I said, I'm curious a little bit. I'm thinking of comparisons, right, between Seattle and Memphis. And it sounds like, you know, so in Seattle, we talked about how, you know, there's like 1 degree of separation. And part of that is because the guests I talked to that day were primarily African-American and typically dated African-Americans. And there in Seattle, we're a very small population, right? So we have this 1 degree of separation because there's so few of us and we all run pretty much in one or two circles, regardless of what part of town we live in, you come together as the Black community. But it sounds like for different reasons, there's some of that happens here in Memphis because we have pockets that don't leave their pockets. Is that what I'm hearing?
But they're all interconnected though.
Okay.
This is nothing but a big, small circle. It's, again, for people that don't leave their areas. I grew up in South Memphis off South Parkway, like in the hood. Again, it takes me no time to drive from South Memphis to Raleigh. No time to drive from Raleigh to Collierville. No time from Collierville to Cordova to Lakeland. You just have to want to get outside of your normal zone. But for some people, I don't get it. They never leave their small pockets. So even in this small city, there are a lot of things to experience. Unfortunately, the people you run into, depending on how outgoing, how known, how popular, how introvert or extrovert you may be, do you, you know what I'm saying, end up crossing those circles. So if it was 1 degree in Seattle, I feel that there's 3 degrees in Memphis. Okay. Definitely not six. It's definitely not 6 degrees.
Okay, that's interesting. So now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. Tonight, we're talking about what it's like to be single in Memphis. And my tour guides are Kiera, Anna, Carlos, and Daryl. And so we were just talking about kind of what the dating pool sounds like a little bit. I'm curious, let's take it a little bit beyond just who's out there to date. How do people typically meet out here?
Introduction from somebody else. Your girlfriend thought that this guy might be cool or whatever it may be, so they hook up. And then it becomes a disaster, or it could turn out very well. But the problem is this, they go into it with the wrong expectations. Most people are dating for a hookup versus trying to get to know the person that they're dating. Everybody got ulterior motives, and most of them cross-pollinate. Carlos may find somebody and I found her on a Wednesday, but she ain't gonna tell us that we know each other.
Oh, he's preaching. He is speaking. You know what? I'm drinking to you, my G. I'm drinking to you.
Okay, that's a clink going on right there. I see a lot of agreement across the board. Tell me this though, y'all. So we're all, mature adults, and you all are from this area originally, right? From Memphis originally, is that correct?
Born and raised, baby.
Would Memphis you say town. That it's this, you know, how do I put this? Was this the story that you would have told about it in your 20s versus now?
Yes.
Or is it something like, okay, born and raised, still here, we still have the same people, and therefore it's feeling a bit more recycled? Because in Seattle, I feel like a lot of people come from other places, right? We're a tech area, people come for work. You find very few people who are actually from Seattle, right? You find people who've come from other places and now they're there. But there are a lot of deep-rooted people here, people who have strong foundations and social circles and families. So does it feel like that a little bit because this is, you know, there's not a lot of infusion of outside energy? Or say something about that.
I particularly, you know, I've dated people here, but the majority of relationships that I prefer, I don't know. It's because I've been a lot of places and I've met a whole lot of people and I've had a lot of experiences because I'm like adventurous. Like I might go jump out of a plane tomorrow and, you know, be bungee jumping the next day, but that's just me. But a lot of people in Memphis don't have the experiences that I have. So it's hard for me to be able to be on a soul level with the people here because of the lack of adventures that they've had in their life.
Okay, so a little limited.
Yeah.
Not matching.
I will say this. When it comes to dating, I've done a lot of social media. Since we're in that digital age now, a lot of the people that I have met or have connected with, I have 5,000 Facebook friends. I mean, it's a pretty good pool to pick from. And most of the people are from everywhere. So you do get a chance to kind of connect with other people versus 10 years ago, 12 years ago. You know, and one of the people, I'm actually going live now, y'all, so bear with me, but I'm kind of just doing that. And one of my friends on here, he says, it's a completely different mindset and outlook on the city now versus 10 years ago. And I totally agree with him on that. Like, for sure, it's different.
Not for me. This is the same garbage I grew up with.
Your same circle, Daryl. You just in your same circle.
No, because my circle is very diverse. But what I find the problem is most people have the same ideology and backwards thinking. Why would I go to Hawaii to have Burger King?
Thanks.
Why
would I go to Thailand and have Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Clink, clink.
I want some, like, Penang curry.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say this to that point, and I'll let you go on. If that's the only thing that's open when you land and you hungry, my last trip to Japan, when we landed, KFC and stuff like that was the only stuff that was open, bro. So
with that, I get it. But if it's the same, and I give you an example, just right on here, this Facebook page, most people don't know nothing about Willie Mitchell, but
outside the city, they do.
Correct. And that's the point. That's the point right there. So most people in East Memphis would dare not go to Watkins to go to CC's or to go down to go to Paula Rayford's.
Okay.
But you got the other brothers that'll come from everywhere to go to
Hollywood. They go anywhere.
Just get a Colt 45.
Come on, bro.
So the thing about it is when they get rid of the low level thinking and start getting outside of their comfort zones to try something a little bit different, they might find a soulmate because they ain't gonna find them on the pew of the church. They might not.
So this is the question I wanted to ask next is, you know, we've heard Anna talk about, you know, her sense of adventure, and you're talking about people kind of being confined to their, you know, their track of what they like to do. What do people like to do to go out? What are some of the common things folks do for dates?
Netflix and chill. I'm sick of it. Take me out. I'm tired of Netflix and chilling. I'm over it. Take me out.
Okay. All right.
I date different. I like that to have a weekend. Like, I need to be going somewhere. Mm-hmm. I can't be stuck here. I did all 12, 10, 20, 30, a million times. I've done this stuff. A million times.
See, like, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Robin. Robin, see, with your guests, you have some eclectic guests here. So, like it's weird. Like talking about dating in Memphis. Okay, so I have had girlfriends. I was married. You know what I'm saying, to a woman in Memphis, but. Like my girlfriends, I prefer them to not be from here. Like, that gives you so much more to talk about. It gives you a variety of things. Like, unless you're one of those special beings who are gifted with a lot of experiences and diversity, you're limited. You have very limited conversation, very limited experiences to have here in this city, you know, which limits your dating. I mean, for those that love the club and going to the club every weekend and every week, but see, here I am. I'm a musician. I go from stages to studios to rehearsal halls. So when I'm off, the last thing I want to do is be in a loud box with a bunch of music.
Right.
But because the chick I could possibly be dating works a 9-to-5, and her experience and her escape is to go to that loud room with that loud music and do that thing. You know what I'm saying? I can't dump on it, but
it's just not you.
Not every weekend.
Not even some, huh?
And I'm not saying that that's all people in the city like to do or that's all women like to do, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's these routines and
Tell me something. Let me ask this question a slightly different way, and I'd like to hear a little bit from each one of you. What is your ideal date here in Memphis? And it's okay if it's, you know, if it's Netflix and chill, that would be an okay date. But I want to know, like, what would you want to do?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was on my soapbox about that. But seriously, I'm one of those people that love adventures. I love outside. So for me, I love, you know, a walk through Shelby Farms is great. Now, I actually had an idea that I want to do. I'm trying not to give too much out because when I do get my boo or whatever, I won't be able to do this for him one day. But a scavenger hunt. You know, going around to the treasures in the city, you know, and then set it up to where it's going to be a picnic. At the bottom, there's a clue to where we're going next. And we just had this huge adventure. Like, I like stuff like that. Like, don't take me out to eat. I don't want to get fat every day. All we do is eat. What are you doing?
Sounds like giving something creative. Something that has some thought and some forethought and creativity.
Exactly.
Like that makes a lot of sense. How about you, Anna? What's your ideal date?
Well, you really gonna ask me this?
I just asked you.
My ideal date starts in the morning. Going to Millington.
Come on.
To the airplane and jumping out of the airplane. Then having lunch somewhere downtown random. Or probably a Mexican spot because I love Mexican food.
Right.
It's real authentic though. It's got to be authentic.
Okay.
And then maybe chilling out. Is this a whole day date? I'm confused.
As you would define the beginning and the end of a date.
Yeah. Beginning and the end would be a whole day dream date for me. We got to have some adventures. I'm with Kiara. We can't just be bored around here. I eat enough. I can feed myself. It's okay. I can cook.
Right. Thank you.
So, fellas, you need to have some imagination if you want to take Anna or Kiara out on a date. Don't come with the typical boring stuff. Yeah, you got to have some imagination.
Okay. Now, I want to play devil's advocate for just a second, just to flip it and keep the conversation interesting. What if the dude has great intentions and he really likes you, but he's coming from a place where he's never had those experiences?
I'll say this, I'm the type that will take the lead. And I'll do it the first time, just to give you an idea. If you've never done it, then after that, I need you to kind of come on with the come on.
I appreciate you, Kiara. But are you going to explain to him, hey, along with you taking the lead, explain to him, hey, these is the kind of things I like. This is what I want you to. Okay, well, as long as you're saying, here's the thing. A lot of times women assume that we're supposed to know stuff.
No, that's not fair.
I'm coming from the male perspective.
That's a good point that you're raising. You have to open your mouth and say something if you have a desire.
Even though we hate to be mothered and babied, but until you literally tell us things, do we sometimes get it? Because again, you're coming from 180 of the circle and we coming from the other 180 of the circle. And it's really about the important place where our 180s meet.
So
freaking middle,
Carlos. So, like, real quick, because we're gonna run out of time in a second. But I want to just real quick a synopsis of your ideal date.
Oh my goodness! It depends on the day and the mood. Because again, I am consistently inconsistent.
Okay.
I don't like the same thing always every day.
You don't want it to be predictable,
right?
I do not. I don't want my favorite meal every freaking day.
That's right.
Because
okay.
At some point soon, it will no longer be my freaking favorite meal because I'm having it every freaking day.
Okay, so variety. I hear variety is something
for me.
Like.
It's a variety thing, and it sounds egotistical, but I swear I have more than one hairstylist. I have more than one fashion stylist. I've had like multiple women that I've talked to at the same time. Like I have multiple people I can go and get equipment from. Like I've always lived most of my life with options. So to be able to, it has to be really, really interesting and about something special to keep my attention like that.
Okay, that's cool. And then finally, Daryl, just to wrap this up, in closing, what would be a ideal date for you in summary, quickly?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh!
Hey,
dig that, my G.
Get this shade.
Dig that, my G.
Because I'm like Carlos, I don't like the same thing twice, but I like experiences. To keep me engaged, it has to be electrifying to me. I don't want peanut butter and jelly. I don't want just a hamburger. I need some stuff that's going to keep me engaged and be like, man, what's on the other side of that wall right there? I wonder what.
But that doesn't mean you got to be doing a lot of back flipping and breaking your back.
Correct.
That's not where I'm coming from. Go ahead.
Correct. Correct. So like, I may get up and just want to take a ride to Nashville just to hang out. Whatever.
A little spontaneity.
Exactly.
Little Rock got some stuff that you want to see on the waterfront. You know, and it's just some stuff to do that just not the same Memphis.
Okay. Well, this has been a very insightful conversation, and we are actually out of time, so I'm going to have to wrap it up, and I want to thank all of you, Kiera, Anna, Carlos, and Daryl. Thank you so much for being a part of this very insightful conversation about being single in Memphis. Kurt Casey Clayton, thank you for being my show producer and for the theme music.
Casey. Now you,
that's right. Let's give it up for Casey.
Hey.
No.
So,
now you can listen to the show at your leisure by following Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on 8 major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Spotify. Subscribe and support if you like what you hear. And please share your thoughts with us. Let us know what you want to hear about. Let us know if you want to be on the show sometime. And remember to follow us on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, it's @JustPrincessRobin. Thanks for joining us. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches.